want to do more than ministry. And how many of you have heard these quotes about how, you know, as we grow closer to the end of time, that there will be no lines of work in ministry except for the medical missionary work, right? And so, you know, we as Koreans, we are really good at school, right? And we're very good at preparing our children to be prepared to be, you know, leaders and well-educated and that kind of thing, right? Because why? We want them to do well in this world, right? How many of us are preparing them for that time? Right? How many of us are preparing our children to be medical missionary workers? Because if there's going to be no other lines in ministry except for medical missionary work, how well prepared are we for that time? And how much do we really believe it? Right? Because what we believe is going to be portrayed by the actions that we do, right? And so for me, that has been a sobering concept. The more and more that I have learned about this, it's been a challenge and it's been a blessing, you know? And so I'm not saying that I do it perfectly, but I'm just saying that that is something that's been in my head and my thoughts. So I want to share a little story. The more that I've gotten to know about this, the more that I realize it's true. Like, everything that we do is medical missionary work, right? Everything that we do. And everyone, no matter what line of work you're in, you don't have to be a physician or a nurse or a dentist. You can do medical missionary work, right? That's what the spirit of prophecy says, right? And so we have to figure out in our own, the gift that God has given to us, how is this going to work, right? And so, in Luke chapter 4, verse 4, let's look at what Luke chapter 4, verse 4. This has been an inspiration as far as when Jesus, actually it's not 4 verse 4, it's Luke 4, verse 18. And this is when Jesus was announcing what his purpose was here. And it says here, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are loosed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." This was the reason for which Jesus came into this earth. And as a Christian, as a physician, I feel like, well, this is my purpose, right? But not just for me as a physician, it's for each one of us, isn't it? This is our purpose. How many of us believe that when we see people? When we're talking to hurting people? How many of us have that confidence that I can be a co-laborer with Jesus in breaking the chain of addiction, of fear, of whatever it is? Yeah? And so I want to share a little story, and then we'll go on from there. My story happened just a couple months ago. It was a co-worker, and, you know, she came into my office. She was dropping off something, and her face looked a little troubled. And she's usually pretty cheerful, but it had been months. You know, I've been kind of distracted and busy at work, and so I haven't been, you know, talking to people as much. And so when I saw that she had that look on her face, and I happened to have some time that day, so I said, and I'll call her Kara. I said, "Kara," I said, "is everything okay?" And she looked at me, and she had tears that started coming into her eyes. And she said, "You know, Dr. Trish," she's like, "I'm not doing that well." She's like, "I don't know what's going on, but every day I sit and I cry, and I, you know, I knew that she had a lot of stress going on in her life and that kind of thing, but she's like, "I don't know what to do." And it's been happening for weeks and weeks and months. And so we talked, you know, I told her what had, you know, the thoughts that I had experienced when I'd gone through difficult times. How many of you have gone through difficult times where you feel like things are kind of hopeless, right? And then we prayed together. And And then I saw her, you know, just a week ago, and I asked her how she was doing. And she said, you know, ever since we prayed and talked together, she said, I'm like a different person. She's like, the light just went on, and it's like, my life situation has not changed, but I just view things very differently. And as I was thinking about it, I was thinking, Lord, like, what did I say? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's why God doesn't give us even more victory, right? Because it's like, it would be like, first thought, like, what was it? But she, you know, I know that when sometimes when we talk to people, you know, we are, isn't it the burden of your heart? How do I help this person? Like, when I was thinking about coming to camp meeting, I was thinking, what can I say that would be good? Like, I'm listening to Audioverse, and there's like this fear that's coming into my heart because I'm like, I don't know as well as some of these speakers, and I don't know how to say all these thoughts. Like, I come up with a good idea, and then I try to tell somebody else about it, and it just, they're like, that's not okay. and you just realize I can't express the thoughts that I'm trying to say until I'm faced with a situation where someone needs Jesus, and God somehow gives you the words to say. Isn't that a blessing? See, this is the confidence that we should have when we go out. And this is the confidence that we should have when we're thinking of doing medical missionary work. Because I know that the reason that many of us are not doing medical missionary work is not because we don't believe in it, and not because we don't have a desire to help, but because there's a little bit of fear in our hearts, because maybe I'm not prepared, and maybe I haven't learned the things that I need to learn, and I don't know what to teach people, and that kind of thing. But we wouldn't let that stop us. If we had children in a burning fire, right? Like, we would push through anything. We would say, like, but I'm not a firefighter. I wasn't trained, right? We wouldn't let anything stop us. And it's the same thing as we think about going into this end of time experience, and as we think of what is happening on this earth and the people who need to see Jesus, right? The people who need to see Jesus need to see Jesus through you. And the Spirit of Prophecy tells us that it has to be through this medical missionary. I want to share with you just a few quotes and then we'll go on. It says here, this is from the Book of Education, when Adam came from the Creator's hand, he bore in his physical, mental, and spiritual nature a likeness to his Maker. God created man in his own image, and it was his purpose that the longer man lived, the more fully he should reveal this image, more fully reflect the glory of the Creator. Now, what I find interesting about this, we all know that we were created in God's image, right? But did you know that even though Adam and Eve were created perfectly, they were supposed to grow more and more like Jesus? Isn't that amazing that you can be perfect and yet all through eternity, that is what we're going to be learning about the character of Jesus and how to become more and more like him. Now, the sad thing is that because of sin, that divine likeness has been marred. How many people do you know that you see, even in the Christian church, who have the image of Jesus? That when you look upon their face, that their countenance expresses the joy and the character and the love of Jesus, right? And so man's physical powers were weakened, his mental capacity was lessened, his spiritual vision dimmed, he had been subject to death. That's when I tell, you know, when we're thinking about things in health practices and you come up, there's all kinds of confusing things in literature, isn't there, about, you know, is caffeine good for you? Is alcohol okay? And, you know, I would look to see what is... Now, because of sin, we are actually attracted to things that cause death. The food that we like to eat, and we're so addicted to, many of these things cause death. And we, even as Seventh-day Adventist Christians, we will excuse it because we're so used to it. It's part of our culture. And so these are all things that we have to think about. But the Bible says, or it's the prophecy says, the race was not left without work. By infinite love and mercy, the plan of salvation had been devised, and a life of creation was granted. Isn't that wonderful? God did not leave us without hope. And this is the quote that I love is, to restore in man the image of his maker, to bring him back to the perfection in which he was created, to promote the development of body, mind, and soul, that the divine purpose in his creation might be realized. This was to be the work of redemption. And this is the object of education, the great object of life. How many of us, when we go to school, we are thinking about that great object? How many of us, when we are studying to get the best grades, are we studying, this is to be for the object of restoring in myself and in my fellow man the image of Jesus? This is a high and noble calling. And this is the purpose for which we are all created. And this is the purpose for which we are all recreated. So in all that we are doing, I think what happens and the reason that there's so little progress in our church is because there's so much knowledge and there's so much focus upon the wrong thing. It is good to know about doctrine. It is good to know more and more about the Bible. But it should be for the purpose of becoming more like Jesus. And everything that we do should be becoming more like Jesus. When I listen to people talking, and we are tempted to put people up on pedestals. If they're such a great speaker or whatever, it doesn't matter, does it? Is it bringing people to become more like Jesus? Today, as we listen to the speakers, as we interact with each other, we all have the opportunity to reflect the image of Jesus to each other. And that is the only way that we are going to see Jesus in the day. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It is by seeing Jesus that we will become more and more like Him. So whatever it is that you have fear about, like whenever you see something in the Word of God, whenever you see something in the Spirit of prophecy in your life, and some of us, because we're not doing that, like some of us, because we're not doing medical missionary work, we don't know how to do it, and that kind of thing, we kind of pass over those sentences, right? We go on to something else that we understand better. Don't let those things stop you. Whenever you see a challenge, whenever you see something, you're like, God, I don't understand how this is possible. There's probably a very simple concept in you that God wants to teach you more about His love, God wants to teach you more about His character, and He can show it to you if we just pray and ask Him and be up for that challenge. How many of you want to be up for that challenge today? Yes? Yeah.